I'm so thrilled that you, as the Youth Challenge Cadets, the females of that program, man, we graduate about 200 per year.
That's fabulous.
Yes. Youth Challenge is associated with the National Guard, and it's in 29 states right now.
Oh, wonderful.
And so the students have either left high school for whatever reason, and they go through our five-month program, and then a year after that have a mentor that tracks them, and we want to create success in their lives. So thank you for being here, ma'am.
Thank you.
I will turn it over to you.
Okay. Wonderful.
Let me get in the background.
Okay. All right. But it is really my pleasure to be here this morning, and I'm so proud of all of you. I want to keep one thing in mind. You can do anything you want to, but you got to stay focused, you got to apply yourself, and really study. Think about it. I started out in the cotton fields of South Carolina. I picked cotton every day. I chopped cotton. I took care of cows, pigs, chickens. Some of you may not understand that, but I had a dream and a vision. One day, I was in the cotton field. I saw an airplane flying over. And I said to myself and my 10 brothers and sisters, one day I'm going to be up there teaching and working on an airplane. Everybody laughed. They thought, no way. Low income, on a farm, 10 brothers and sisters, parents with a third grade education. No money, no way. However, I picked cotton all through high school. My senior year, I went to go to nursing school. We had no money. One Sunday in church, I said to the elder, who was like a senior president of the church, you know, I'm an honor student. I participated in the journal club. I was, you know, helping other students. I mentored other people. But I have no money to go to nursing school. The very next Sunday, they took up a collection of church, dimes, quarters, and nickels, not one paper dollar. I needed $60 to go to nursing school. They collected $61. So I could enter nursing school. Think about it. That was my bridge from the cotton field to nursing school. And remember, I had 10 brothers and sisters, so you can understand on the farm. If that's not much money. But I went off to nursing school, graduated as an honor student, went back to college, got a bachelor's degree at Jersey City State, went to Yale University, full scholarship and stipend to Yale to get a master's degree. Went on to Columbia University in New York to get a doctorate degree. At the same time, I joined the Air National Guard as a flight nurse. First 13 years, basically, I was on flying status. Think about that dream I had about that airplane in the sky. 10 years after that, I walked across that stage at the Aerospace School of Medicine, Flight Nurse Branch in San Antonio, Texas, carrying on those fabulous, beautiful civil wings. That was by far the highlight of my life. So for the next 13 years, I flew with the Air National Guard in this country, overseas, and in Europe. 9 different kinds of airplanes, working with patients, teaching other staff nurses. So, you see, dreams can come true. Think about where I started out, low income, minority female, was able to obtain that dream. But I went much farther than I had expected. I stayed focused, I kept applying myself, and I worked as a team member. That's what was very, very important. So I was able to get those civil flight nurse grades, 2 stars of the Major General, doctorate degree. I've written 2 books. I became a senior service executive at the Department of Veterans Affairs and a White House political appointee serving 2 presidents. Most people serve 1 president. I had the privilege of serving 2 presidents. So again, think about it, from the cotton field, Yale, Columbia, Air National Guard, active duty Air Force, and working for 2 presidents. So what I'm saying to you, think about when I started out. You're not going to believe this. I started up a grocery school in the 1950s. Think about that. I can do it then. Think about what you can do now with the STEM programs, the Bill Gates scholarships, all the things out there. So looking at somebody who's been there, done that, not been easy. My career flight made some very challenging stops. It was very difficult sometimes, but I never gave up. My career traveled internationally, but think about what I was able to accomplish. So again, no matter what you want to do, you can do it. Just stay focused. You decide what you want to do. There's a lot of opportunities out there now. There are scholarships, all kind of things that you can do. What I'm going to do right now, I'm going to stop for a moment. I want you to ask me questions. I want you to ask me any questions you want to ask me. And because again, you have all the opportunities. You have the ability. And keep in mind, we all have had barriers. We all have had challenges. All have had problems. You learn from your problems. You learn from your mistakes, and you move on. You never allow your life to be defined by one mistake. We all make mistakes. You make that mistake, do what you can, but you move on. Because the whole world out there is waiting. I always tell my students, sit in the front of the room. Listen to the message. Take notes. Apply yourself. Because the world is waiting on you. Spread your wings and soar like an eagle to success. Now your questions. Yes.